Welcome to Joy of Business Radio, hosted by Joy of Business facilitators from around the world, with special shows from Simone Millicis, the founder and creator of Joy of Business. Are you bored or dissatisfied with your work or business? Joy of Business is an invitation to a completely new way of creating. Did you know your business and job can actually be fun and joyful? If what you are currently doing isn't working for you, listen into this show full of pragmatic tools from Access Consciousness, which change everything in business, from money to finance, staff, creativity, productivity, communication, and beyond. Joy of Business Radio, weekly on Om Times Radio.
Welcome, everyone. I am so excited to be on this radio show. This is the Joy of Business radio show. My name is Venus Castleberg, and I'm here with Marnie Barranco. And we are here today to talk about creating beyond just enough. Welcome, Marnie.
Thank you.
Yeah. So we were talking the other day and we had this conversation about, like, we both realized that up until a certain point, we would create just enough. And we're talking about money, like just enough money to get by, just enough money to pay the bills, just enough money for what we do. So, Marnie, would you say a little bit about, like, your story around that? And, yeah, let's just start with what you were creating, and then we'll dive into what you create now.
Okay. Sounds good. Yeah, so I very much was in this pattern of, it wasn't necessarily lack of money. It was, as you said, Venus, like just enough to get by. And but in my head, I had spun it as a positive thing. It was more of like, well, I always have enough to get by. It's okay. If I really need something, the money will be there when I need it. I always have enough to get by. And that sounds like not a terrible point of view or a terrible reality. It wasn't one of total lack. But after living that for a while, I kind of looked around and went, no, but there's so many other things I would love to choose and create and have and do, that this limited mentality, this limited point of view of I have just enough to get by isn't actually allowing me to create. So I looked at it and went, huh, would I like to choose something else? I wonder what else is possible beyond this limited, I have enough to get by. And so I started to really use some tools to change that point of view to, and ask the question of, yeah, so what if I had more than enough? What if I had more choices available because I wasn't limiting the amount of money that could come into my life? And so I started using some of the tools of Joy of Business that I learned from the book that Simone Millicis has written called Joy of Business, and the Access Consciousness class Joy of Business, and really started to change that to go beyond barely enough to more than enough.
Awesome.
And
yeah,
you have a
for me, definitely. Mine still did have a little bit of a lack to it, though, but it was similar in the fact that, well, at least I always have just enough. But one of the things that it reminds me of, because I remember when I started to change this for myself, and Gary said, you know, he said, if you're not getting everything you want in life, you're not asking for enough. And if we're looking at this idea of, like, just enough, then we're only asking for just enough. We're only asking for that, you know, like whatever we require to pay our bills, or, you know, if occasionally you want to go on a vacation once a year or something like that. If you're wired that way, it's like, okay, so I'll save up all my money so that I can go on this one vacation. And it's like, okay, but is that everything that you really desire in life? Is that really everything that you want? And if it isn't, then are you asking for enough? And it was when I started asking for more than what I imagined was possible that more started to show up. But it wasn't until I was willing to ask beyond the, like, the budget, you know, the what I need for this
yes.
month to get by. Yeah.
Yes.
So, How did
and
you
as
change?
You say that,
yeah.
Well, as you say that, the thing that comes up for me is when you say more than enough, how many of us have decided what enough is or have decided that asking for more than enough is selfish or that we should be content with what we have? So how many points of view and conclusions about all of those things do we have? And, you know, a lot of it starts for us early childhood or education, society, culture. Most cultures, societies, families, religious institutions have this point of view that you shouldn't be selfish and you shouldn't ask for too much. You should be content with what you have. So one of the things, as you were asking how to move beyond into what you're talking about, the more than enough was to really look at everything I had decided about I should be content and I shouldn't ask for more. And I know, Venus, you brought this up the other day when we were talking, but it's basically the idea, if I have more than enough, then someone else is going to lose out. Somebody else will go without if I have too much. And so this idea that there's not enough to go around and, you know, all that kind of thing. So a first step for me was to really look at where I had bought into these ideas, concepts, beliefs that I shouldn't ask for more because I was being selfish if I asked for more, and recognize that it's not a universe that's filled with lack. It's actually a universe of abundance, and that if me choosing more didn't mean someone else was going without, it just meant I was choosing to have more. And one of my favorite tools for getting there is a tool called Interesting Point of View. And it's really very simple. It's anytime you see a point of view that you have about anything, you just say, interesting point of view, I have that point of view. And you keep saying it until you sort of sense that you're just feel a little bit lighter and things lighten up in your universe. And as I started to do that with, for example, there's not enough to go around. There's not enough to go around, so I should just be content with what I have. Interesting point of view, I have that point of view. And as I started to use that tool, I really got where so much of what I thought I believed, so much of what I thought were my points of view on things weren't. I bought them from other people, other places, and then built my life on it. So using that tool kind of set me free from other people's points of view to go, huh, if that wasn't true, what else would be possible? What else could I choose? Mm-hmm. So that was a big, I would say, first step in moving out of that kind of just enough or the lack into having more. So how about you? Was there certain tool or tools that you used?
There was. The 10% account changed everything for me. So the 10% account is that you take every 10% of every dollar that you make and you put it into an account that's just for you. It's an honoring of you. It's not meant to be spent on anything. It's just to get in that habit of having money rather than getting money, spending money, because that was my big thing. Like, man, I could get it, but then I'd spend it really, you know. So
me too.
Now, don't get me wrong, I still love to spend money, but I have
right?
money and I spend money. So,
there's a very big difference right there, what you just said.
Yes, yeah, totally. Yep. So I'm not uncomfortable having money, and then, you know, which is part of my spending too. It was, I would get money and then I get uncomfortable having too much money. I had an $8,000 ceiling, which was really funny. I'd get to 8,000 and then I go to zero. Then I get to 8,000 and go to zero because I couldn't go past 8,000. I was like, okay, I've far surpassed that at this juncture. So I'm super excited to say that my net worth has gone up significantly. it was just like, being willing to say, okay, I'm going to practice having money, getting used to having money. You know, I've hit some other ceilings that I've had to destroy and uncreate, but that willingness to also honor myself first before the bills, because for me, it was always the bills were honored first. Well, if you honor bills first, then you're going to get more bills. Which I was $60,000 in debt twice in my life. So I know it does. It just, like it just magnetized to it, more bills. But when I stopped making my focus about my bills, not only did my Have a account, my Honor Me account increase, my bills decreased. It was fascinating. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't actually Oh, I think I have a car payment, but other than that, I don't have any loans. I don't have any outstanding debt. So there's no debt, and now there is money in the positive, because of that, just 10% of every dollar you make. And now it's fun for me. Money comes in and I'm like, I get to pay myself first. I put 10% away. So,
Yeah.
yeah,
I
it's a big
love that.
change.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally. Well, and I like what you said too about taking it off first, because for me, for a lot of years, it was all about paying off the bills. It's so as soon as money came in, that, well, that will cover that. And then this one will cover that. Now I can pay for that. And so it was always, like you said, focused on paying off the things I had to pay off. And so it was a big switch for me with the 10% account to go, okay, first thing. And but after doing it for a while, there is that joy of, yay, my 10% account just got bigger. And the other day I put $7.50 in it because I had a $75 income in. But that $7.50 I put in there made me so happy, because it's the honoring, as you said, and it's also the acknowledging and engaging with the money that is coming in by, like, oh, I see you, $75. Okay, $7.50 goes over here. So it's an actual communion with the money that's coming in by looking at it and going, oh, yep, first 10% goes there. So it's joyful and it's engaging and it's communion, and money likes that. It likes to be acknowledged and played with and communed with rather than yelled at for not being enough.
Like your friends, when you yell at your
Yeah,
friends,
like
do
your
they want to
friends.
hang out with you?
Yeah.
Not for
Or like your
lunch,
partner
so.
when you say, well, thanks for washing the dishes, but Jesus, could you have mowed the yard too? Can you not see how tall the grass is? I mean, but that's what we do with money. It's like, well, yeah, okay, fine, you did that, but look at all this other stuff. What's the matter with you? So, and then we wonder why it doesn't want to come and hang around us.
It's like, I'm gonna hang out with this person over here who's grateful and joyful
Yes.
and yes.
Yeah. One of the other things that I did to sort of change the way that I was with money is I noticed that I was actually uncomfortable around wealth, wealthy people, really nice things. There was just sort of a, I'm a Midwestern girl. Actually, I don't call myself that, but I did grow up in the Midwest. And so there was a very practical with money mentality. I mean, I remember even like buying earrings. I thought it was just, why would you buy more than $5 earrings? I mean, that's just ridiculous. You don't need more than $5 earrings. You can get by with that. So I desire to change that and to actually get the energy and be more at ease with the energy of wealth. And so I would pick random things. Like I'd pick the wealthiest neighborhood in the town that I live in and just go either drive the car or park the car and walk through the neighborhood and just kind of get the energy of the houses and of the money in that neighborhood, or to a jewelry store or to an antique store that had actually really nice, expensive things, and started to play with what it would be like to own those things and to have those things as part of my world. Changed a lot.
Right. Well, we'll be back. We're just going to take a short break and we'll talk some more about money.
No one needs to have a money problem, especially you.
Yeah, did you hear that? You. You have an unlimited and mostly unaccessed capacity to create money and a financial reality that works for you. Simone Millicis has a brand new book. It's called Getting Out of Debt Joyfully. And right now, when you go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com, if you pre-order the book, you'll get a free online course. What if you can create money in ways no one else can? Just go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com to get your copy today.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Aloha, my name is Jennifer O'Neill, and I'd like to invite you to come join me every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Hawaii Standard Time for my show, Spirit Chat. Spirit Chat focuses on simplifying the process of using the spiritual tools and gifts you were born with in a way that fits into your everyday life. I also teach different techniques that will help you learn how to navigate the spirit realm and empower you on your own spiritual journey. So join me this Wednesday as I guide you through the spirit world.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. The cutting edge of conscious radio. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hello and welcome back. It's Venus and Marnie. We call it the Venus and Marnie Show. And we're talking about creating beyond just enough. And yeah, Marnie, right before the break, you were talking about how you would start to play with just walking around rich neighborhoods. You know, I do something similar, but I'll see something that I want. And if it's not something that I have the cash for in that, you know, 10 seconds, I go, okay, I'm having that, or I'll have that. And then I just let it go, you know, and I keep moving forward. Again, though, the willingness to ask and then not be, also another great tool is to just not be attached to the when and the how, because I know that's where a lot of people go. They're like, oh, I really want this, so I have to work this many hours so that I have this much money so that I can go do this, instead of just being like, I'm having that. I don't know when and I don't know how I'm having it, and universe, show me the way. Like, for me, becoming a joy business facilitator was very much that way. It was like, I said, I'm having it like 5 years ago, and then let go of the when and the how. And then it like literally happened within a month. It was like all the things came together in a month. I had somebody the other day ask me, how did I do that? And I'm like, I'll be honest with you, I don't even know. Like, it yeah. was not linear. It was not because I worked this many hours and saved this much money. As a matter of fact, that's not how I got the money at all. So, so it was just like, the money was there.
Yeah.
The possibility was there. It was light. Go. And it was just like,
yeah.
Actually, no, it was different than that. It was light first. Go. Then the money showed up.
Yeah, you chose it first.
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
First.
Well, and it, yeah. It's funny because when you talk about the how, I started to notice that whatever I decided was going to be the prepared plan for the month with regards to money, it was. So, for example, okay, I have this much coming in from here and here. I have this much going out for here and here. I need to set that aside over there. So then this is how much I have left. And it always did exactly what I told it to do. And I started to notice that however I had, when I had calculated things, then they showed up exactly as I calculated them. And I went, well, that's interesting. So if I wasn't determining this much goes here and this much comes in and that much goes out and all those things, could something else show up? So I started to play with that a little bit. And it's not the opposite of, okay, now I'm just, well, I don't want to calculate and have it keep showing up the same way, so I'm going to avoid it. I'm not going to look at it. I'm not going to be aware of my money. It's actually very much not that. It's total awareness of your money, total like being with and acknowledging and gratitude for what comes in, but never deciding, concluding, this is how it goes. So I'm aware of my money. I have gratitude for my money, and I'm always asking for what else and how much more and where could it come from that I've never considered, and the willingness to be surprised by it. So it was creating from a different space. And so it's very much what you were saying, Venus. It's like, hey, I'm going to have that. I'm going to be a joy of business facilitator. Here's my ask. Here's my willingness to receive. And now, rather than trying to figure out the how and the calculation and the planned path of how I'm going to get there, which could take forever, I'm just going to say, hey, universe, I'm having that. So surprise me with how it shows up.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
And I have to say with... Go ahead. No, you go. You go ahead.
Please, go ahead. Yeah, you're on a roll. Go.
I was going back to the jewelry of my, you know, $5 earrings being like, you know, that's, I don't need anything other than that. And so I heard people talking about nice jewelry and the energy of nice jewelry and what it feels like to put it on and how it contributes to your body, how it contributes to you having a sense of wealth, and that the more sense of wealth that you have, the more wealth that comes into your world. And so I went to a jewelry show, and the very first one I went to, I was just noticing how I was standing back, not actually going up to the tables and looking at things. It was kind of like, wow, the conclusions of this stuff is way too much money. But then I took the step forward of like, okay, what can it hurt? Let me play with this. So I went, looked at some things and tried some things on. But I remember looking back and one particular ring just went boom. And so I went over to it and I put it on my hand and I let myself be with this, was it a $13,000 ring, which I'm talking, I didn't own anything more than $20 worth of jewelry, right? And this was 13, there's a little bit of a jump. And I put it on and I was like, wow, my whole body lit up. It was just like this whole, I got that whole thing of the energy of wealth and the energy of it contributing and all of that kind of stuff. And so I started to invite it into my world. So I let go of my point of view. It's frivolous and wasteful and unnecessary to have nice jewelry to, if I didn't have that conclusion, perhaps I could perceive the contribution that it actually is. And then perhaps I could invite more of that into my world. So I played with it. I would say it was a process. Like I didn't just do the jump right away. Not that you can't. I just didn't. But the other day I was getting ready to go somewhere and I was like, whoa, I have $20,000 worth of jewelry on me right now. This makes me happy. It's no longer an uncomfortable thing. And I get the value and the contribution of receiving what it would like to offer.
That's beautiful. Yeah, that's acting as if even too, you know, like walking through the neighborhoods and being like, okay, so would you like to have a house here? Trying on the jewelry. Try on the jewelry. Let it contribute to you, even if you can't buy it in this 10 seconds. At least you've received the contribution, you know? Yeah, that's a great example. And then the next thing you know, you're actually wearing it and owning it. You're like, or it's owning you.
It's owning you.
The other thing I was thinking about too, you know, when I was talking about in the beginning with like Gary saying, you know, if you're not getting everything you want, you're not asking for enough. And I remember I recently wanted to be a part of an investment. It was really lit me up. And I said yes, but I had no idea the how. And I just wanted to share this a little bit, guys, because this doesn't mean that you then ask and then sit on your couch and don't do anything. Like, you're still in action, you know, willing to do whatever it takes. So it was just like, I desired it so much, I was willing to do whatever it took. And I, you know, I did a lot of different things and the money came from a lot of different places and it did come from the work, but it was funny because I even like during that time period worked for a different company that paid me way better than anybody else was paying me. Just because I had this ask in my universe, like asking for more than I'd ever asked for. And then how the universe rose up to meet that. Like, oh, okay, this is something that you really desire and you're willing to do whatever it takes. Okay, so are we. So it's just that, like, it's asking, there is a doing involved, action involved, and then it's being willing to receive.
Yeah. And action from the place of, I want to say from the place of peace and the place of joy. So the action that comes from, I've decided that this is what I'd like to have and I've decided this is the way that I'm going to get there. That's like the hard work that is the overwhelm and the frustration and the not fun and, you know, pounding the pavement and all the things that you see people do that I've chosen, because I determined that I had to figure out the way to get there, and it included all of these things. And then the switch of, as you said, Venus, ask, being willing to receive, but from that space, there's things that will ping you of, oh, go do this, or call that person, or, you know, connect over here, or do this thing, or, you know, go to that coffee shop, or put up this website, or write this book, or whatever. And so it is action. It isn't sitting and doing nothing. And action from that space is way more fun and way more easy. And it doesn't mean that it still doesn't. There's some days when I'm like, well, you know what? I'd really rather not do anything, which isn't actually asking the question. And then I go, okay, so is there something that requires my attention today? Is there some action required of me today? And if something pops and I'm like, oh, really don't want to do that, then I turn to another question. Okay, I get this is required today, so what's it going to take for this to be fun? Because there is the commitment to your life and the commitment to, as you said, whatever it takes. One of my favorite things Simone says is, no matter what it takes, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it takes, no matter what it looks like. So when you have the clarity of, I'd like to have that, then there is the ask, willing to receive, and then no matter what it takes and no matter what it looks like, and taking action to move forward, never stopping.
Yeah. Oh, and then when you reach your targets, maybe set new targets, because once you've gotten one, it's like, oh, okay, check. And then you can get a lull. Because you're like, oh, I'm not asking.
That is true.
So, so it's like, okay, now what's your ask? I just heard Dane talking about that. He's like, what are you asking for now? Right? You've asked for that. And now what? So.
Yes. And with that, I would say the asking for something that seems bigger than what you should be asking for. Because I have found when I ask for just, I'm here, let me ask for this next little thing, it's not big enough for me to care. And so I don't put myself in the no matter what it takes and no matter what it looks like, because I don't really care. But when I do that ask that's way bigger, then I'm like, okay, let's go. I'm in. So if you find yourself bored and stagnant and not taking action, I would look at, are you asking for anything at all? And if you are, is it a big enough ask, or do you need to up your ask to something else greater?
Right. You could become a Joy of Business facilitator. It might up your game.
Right.
We're going to take another short break. We'll talk to you guys on the other side.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Putting the fun back in business. Wake up. Go to work, come home, watch TV, go to bed, repeat. Business, work, your job, hate it, bored, want to leave it? Or business, work, your job, fun, play, joy, fun. Which would you like to choose? You may not know this, but business, your job, work can actually be fun. Shake up your business routine. Check out my 3-part free video series on putting the fun back in business. Go to accessjoybusiness.com/fun and put the fun back in business.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hello, welcome back. This is Venus Kesselberg and Marnie Barenko. And we're here talking about creating beyond your future, or creating beyond just enough. And Marnie, earlier you were talking about too much, like not having too much, not earning too much, and, you know, not being too successful. Would you say a little bit more about that?
Yeah, I would say it's kind of intertwined in most societies and cultures of what's an acceptable amount to make and then what's too over the top, or what's, you know, how successful are you allowed to be? Then you're just too far ahead everyone else and you should not be that successful. So there's sort of this weird point of view that there should be a median, same range of money, wealth, success amongst all people. And if you go too far above it, yeah, you're too much. And so I get we subtly buy into that point of view and often maybe not even consciously, but stop ourselves from going beyond because we don't want to be too extreme, too different, too wealthy, having too much fun, too much success. So we try to stay normal. And one of the ways we do that is by not asking, having, choosing too much. And again, I get it really starts for a lot of us in childhood. You know, you take 3 cookies and your mom's like, why are you taking 3 cookies? You just ate 1 cookie. Why can't you be content with 1 cookie? And so we start to get this thing of comparing ourselves to other people and their points of view and then determining how much we're allowed to have. And so if we don't really look at it, ask a question about it, and are sort of not just really being aware of it, I would say most of us tend to function even very subtly, perhaps, in that point of view of I can't have too much. And therefore, we stop asking. So when I say, is your ask big enough? If you have running in your life that, yeah, but I can't have too much, then you won't ask for the big ask. But the big ask is actually required to move you in the direction of creating and having more. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally. And, you know, do you guys do clearings on air?
Yes.
You know?
We can.
So
yeah, let's go for it.
Cool. So how, yeah, why not? So everywhere where you've already determined that you can't be too much, have too much, be too successful, will you destroy and uncreate that times a godzillion?
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, bad, puck, pot, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And everywhere where you're playing small, pretending to be something you're not, so that you fit into this reality, would you also destroy and create that?
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, bad, puck, pot, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds.
And if you are listening to this,
yeah.
Oh, go ahead. I was just going to say real quick, if you don't know what that is that Venus just said, it's the clearing statement, and you can find out all about it at theclearingstatement.com. So go ahead.
Yep, Dr. Dane goes into depth about that. It's just really deletes files, programs, stories that are no longer serving you. So it's just almost like giving you a reset button. Did you ever do Staples for a while had that button that went, that was easy?
Yeah.
Did you ever see that?
Yes.
I love that button.
I loved that button. I know. Thank you. Yeah.
So it's like that. It's the delete button that really is just an easy delete, you know. So, and yeah, you can find out more information at theclearingstatement.com. So, no, awesome. That's great. So in creating beyond just enough, if we're not creating just enough, then what else is really possible? Would you speak to that, Marnie? Like, what have you seen in your own life as far as once you got past just enough, like, what are you able to create now? What is the future that you're able to be working towards without the just enough story?
Yes. So I would say changing the beyond just enough, yes, it was about money, or that's where that whole shift for me started, was I was looking at where I had only been creating just enough money, and that was the area that I was looking to change. But it also opened up everything in my life where I was willing to have more than enough in all things, even more joy, more play, more fun, more engaging conversations with people, just really more of everything, because it kind of all correlated. You talked about the $8,000 ceiling of money, but we kind of create a ceiling across all areas of our life of how much we're willing to receive. And so making the shift and the change, really a big part of the shift and the change, was recognizing, okay, the universe is not limited. It's actually abundant. It actually desires to contribute to me. Every single molecule is waiting for me to be willing to ask and be willing to receive, because it desires to contribute to me. And so going beyond the more than enough for me was getting that. Lack's not actually real. That's a created point of view, a created reality. Abundance is actually real. I can choose it. And I can ask. And then would I up my choice to receive more of all of the things I desire that are available that I could have if I was willing to receive it? And again, that even just saying that and looking at the receiving thing, all those points of view of, okay, that's enough, you should be content, go away. All those points of view of, there's not enough to go around, you should share. All of those points of view will come screaming out. But all you have to do, like we just did with the clearing statement, is, okay, everywhere I'm not willing to receive more, everywhere I've decided that, you know, I can have this and then that's too much and I can't have any more, destroy and uncreate it, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. It is that easy of when you see it, you can just go, boom, I'm going to destroy and uncreate that, choose something different, choose something different. So to answer your question, what changed was the willingness to receive the contribution that is all around me everywhere, in every way, from money to relationships to all the awesome energies that I like having in my life and beyond.
That's awesome.
So, well, can I ask you too, like with regards to receiving, what would you say about that in terms of your life and how you've increased your willingness and choice to receive more?
I had a friend, she was actually an Access Consciousness Certified Facilitator, and we were in a foundation class, and we were talking about, we were working through some money stuff, and I had told her that I had been $60,000 in debt twice, and got myself out. And she just kind of looked at me. We did some clearing. She looked at me. She says, okay, so you've already proven that you can create $60,000 by going into $60,000 in debt and getting out of it, you know, like going in the red and then getting out. She goes, what would it be like to create $60,000 in the green? And I was like, oh, fun. And I actually hit that target last year. It was so fun because it was, I knew I had the capacity to create $60,000, and to create it in my favor was a whole lot more fun than having it
right?
You know, going into debt. Right? It was a willingness to have money. It was a willingness to receive. It was a willingness. I mean, I had to work through being uncomfortable. I had to work through people's judgments. I had to, you know, to literally surpass my partner to create it. Like, he didn't want to go there. And so I was like, okay, I'm going anyway. So it's like this willingness to go, even if nobody else goes with you. Are you willing to receive, even if other people judge you or don't, you know, don't want the same thing as you? do you want it enough? You know, are you willing to receive it? So it was a great practice.
That's very cool. So can I ask you, we were talking money tools earlier and you brought up the 10% account. So were there other specific tools that you used or things you kind of put into place in going from, you know, creating $60,000 of debt and getting out to creating the on the other side of that?
Well, it was the willingness to ask for sure and then being willing to do whatever it took. And that was, but that was, like you said, it was more following the energy. It wasn't, you know, that I went and got, you know, a 9-to-5 job and I've tried all that, you know. And I was like, yeah, that just didn't. The 9-to-5 working dollar per hour never really worked for me. And, but, you know, the willingness for, you know, oh, this job has asked you to work for them. It's, you know, an hour commute, but it was totally light. And then found out once I took the job that they were going to pay me $100 just to commute. And then they paid me an extra $100 for each treatment that I did. So I was making a lot more money. But most people would look at that and go, but you have to commute and, you know, whatever. And I was like, yeah, but it was totally light. And I didn't know about the extra. But and I made a ton more that summer. Because I was willing to follow the energy and I was willing to trust that there was something else at play. But it's that fine line, you know, when you're following the energy, it's no trusting the universe. And even if you can't see cognitively what A plus B equals, you know, like it doesn't, it's not linear. We don't. And that's, I think that's what we all try to encourage people with Access Conscious Tools is to not, it's not linear. You get to create in a way that works for you and it's not the same as everybody else. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
What do you hate about business? And do you want to change it? If you don't want to change anything about your job or business, stop listening. You're all good. If you'd like to have money just for the fun of it and stop the negative self-talk, check out Joy of Business. This is about knowing what you know about business and creating more than you can imagine. Access Joy of Business 101 classes offered around the world. Go to accessjoybusiness.com/101.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living. A chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back, folks. We're here on the Joy of Business radio show. My name is Venus, and I'm here with Marnie. we're talking about creating beyond just enough, right before the break, Marnie asked me a great question about like other tools that I use to like change that. I'll tell you about another one that's been really huge for me. I heard a story about Dr. Dane here, and he was a facilitator of Access Consciousness, and Shannon O'Hara had asked him, you know, if you're doing something different, because you know a lot of people have been doing it longer, and you're creating a different result in your business. And she asked him, she said, what are you doing different? And he paused for a moment and he thought about it. And he said, when I start judging myself, I stop. Mm-hmm. And that was huge for me. Like, so whatever I'm doing, if I start judging myself in my business or with my clients or whether I'm good enough or whatever, like I just stop. You know, you can do that in a number of different ways. You can see an imaginary stop sign. I've always thought of judgment as like this, like tricky little rabbit that, like, you know, is hopping across your path, and it's easy to be like, oh look, he's kind of cute, you know, but then you follow him down a rabbit hole, and I just like on the side. Kill the rabbit. Like, don't follow it down the rabbit hole. Don't, you know, and so for me, it's just, that's always my like, oh, I'm judging myself, stop. And I stop myself. And I truthfully, like, really took that on in my businesses, I have a few, in the last probably 6 months, and everything has changed for me in my businesses. So, it's a horrible tool. Don't use it. Whatever you do.
totally horrible. And a couple other ways that I like to do that stop judging thing too is just when you realize you're judging, you ask what's right about me that I'm not getting, or if you're judging your business or you're judging the outcome of something you're creating, what's right about this that I'm not getting? Because as you said, I love that, the rabbit, and not follow that cute little thing with fangs down the rabbit hole.
Exactly.
He hides the fangs until you're after him. Yeah.
Yep.
And also a gratitude journal, which is not always an easy thing, especially when it's a gratitude journal about you, things you're grateful for about you. You might be able to do a couple, three, five, maybe even 10 things easy. But what if you try to do 100 things that you're grateful for about you, and you wrote down and you just kept writing? And judgment and gratitude cannot exist in the same place. When you're judging you, you're not being grateful for you. When you're being grateful for you, you can't judge you. They just don't coexist. So if you started a gratitude journal and you had those moments where you're like, was about to go down the rabbit hole, what can I be grateful about me today? What can I be grateful about for what I've chosen, what I have created already? And just went to that place of gratitude to stop the judgment and start to be happy that there's you, and that there's you on the planet, and that you being on the planet makes a huge difference.
Yeah. And what a gift you are, exactly the way you are and exactly the way you're not.
Yeah, that too. And kind of going back, Venus, to what you said right before the break too about, you know, we were talking about creating the 60,000 plus rather than paying off debt with all of that. You said to recognize that it's not linear. And that's such, I just want to highlight that a little more, because we're so taught that it is. This action equals this result. This doing equals this income. But when we're looking at things that way, then when we start to choose something else and start to really be the energy of creation, really invite creation into our world and start to function from that space and start choosing the action from that place of lightness and fun and play and, oh, that's, I'm following the energy and it's pinging me over there. And then you go, but there's not any extra money in my bank account, or, well, dang, I painted that picture and nobody bought it, or I created that class and I only had one person sign up, or, that's the linear, logical, I did this action, I'm looking at the result isn't good enough, which is another way of how we judge, that is judging, but that is where we stop ourselves so dynamically. So what if you were able, what if you made the choice to perceive where contribution is, where creation is, where generative energy is, even if it doesn't appear to be logically, chronologically connected to your creations and the things you're choosing. So, you know, and I know for me, before the money thing started to show up, it was just getting that, wow, I actually have way more ease in my world every day than I used to. Wow. I actually wake up in the morning and I'm like, yay, it's a new day. That was not my reality for a whole lot of years. So, but if I was hell bent on looking at, oh, I'm creating and choosing other things. Oh my God, there's no more money in my bank account. It's not working. It's not working is a conclusion. And the moment I come to that conclusion is the moment I stop it all. So everywhere you're making anything linear, logical, chronological, all those things, rather than perceiving, receiving the changes and the shifts that are occurring because of your choices, can we destroy and uncreate that? Yeah. Right and wrong, good and bad, pod and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond.
Yeah, and being willing to, that's great, thank you. Really being willing to follow the energy too. Like it doesn't always make sense. You know, it's like create a class, totally like to create a class, and like you said, you have one person show up, but you know, I remember Shannon asked Gary, what should I do? I want to grow my business. And Gary said, put an ad in the Santa Barbara Chronicle. Well, it was a tiny little ad that said, all of life comes to me with ease, joy, and glory. And that drew Dane to it, who then became the co-founder of Access Consciousness. It's like one person can change the world.
Yes.
One act, one choice can change everything. And you have the power. You have the power to change anything in your life. Anything.
That's awesome. And when you say that, to really get that one choice, so you are one choice away from a completely different reality. The moment you choose something else, the moment something else shows up, even if you don't see it right away, or even if it doesn't show up the way you think it should, your one choice will change your reality because every choice creates, every single choice creates. So what choice could you make today that would change your reality and move you towards the future you know is possible and desire? And everything that doesn't allow that, can we destroy and uncreate it? Right and wrong, good and bad, pod and puff, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. And it's not, let me clarify, it's not one choice to rule them all. It's not like I'm going to make the one choice and then everything forever and ever fixed. I don't mean that, but it's when we are like stuck in not moving forward, you've got to make a choice to change that. And don't stop with that choice. Keep choosing and keep choosing and keep choosing and keep choosing and choose some more, because every time you choose, and that you make another choice, new choices that weren't available to you before that previous choice open up. And then you take the next, make the next choice, new choices, which weren't available before that choice, now open up. And that's how things just keep expanding and getting greater. And that's how you create the future you desire, to choose and keep choosing and keep choosing and keep choosing. And never, ever, ever judge the choices you make. Be willing to be aware of what they created and then choose again without ever judging it.
Beautiful. Yep. And if you don't like what you chose, you can always choose again. So,
yes, you can. Yes.
So you're never stuck in the, like, I chose this and I have to stick it out until death do us part or whatever.
Right. I'm so glad I figured that one out.
So maybe on our next show we'll talk about creating beyond relationships, creating beyond the I do.
Oh, I like that. It sounds like a good topic. So I'm just curious. I know we're, you know, coming somewhat closer to the end, but if you were, we've gone a lot of different places today in our conversation, but if you were offering one or two takeaways that you would like to leave people with, what would it be?
Well, really just that you have the power to change anything. And Marnie and I chose this topic because we both had changed the just enough in our reality. And that's just one example of many things that we've changed. But by deciding, choosing to change it, and then moving forward from there. So, give the power to change anything. And for those of you who might be curious and expanding on the money and business conversation, Marnie and I are doing a free Zoom on October 3rd at 12 p.m. Mountain Time. So we'd love to have you join us there. Otherwise, we'll see you around the world sometime. Thank you, Marnie.
Thank you, Venus.
That was awesome.